Good afternoon. Low pressure over southern Ontario is gradually transitioning its energy to the eastern seaboard, where a secondary low is intensifying south and east of Cape Cod. Most of New England is under a cold rain as we head through the afternoon. This rain will become more spotty and showery, but there could be some heavier bursts. Scattered showers associated with the primary low will persist across most of the rest of the region, including central and eastern New York. As we get deeper into the day, temperatures will fall off our afternoon highs, which will be in the lower 40s, back down into the 30s. Parts of the higher terrain could start to see some wet snow mixing in. Precipitation will wane after dark tonight. Still, though, scattered snow showers are likely across the higher terrain, and a few will drift through the valleys as well during the overnight period with little accumulation. Lows will be back down around 30. That low-pressure center in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will gradually lift out tomorrow. Still a lot of clouds around, but not much in the way of precipitation. Some lake-effect snow showers and also some flurries and snow showers in the mountains. But a northwesterly breeze will tend to break up some of the cloud cover, and some sunshine will mix in from time to time, and highs will be around 40. More sun with high pressure building in on Friday. Clouds will mix in, though. It'll be cooler with highs in the middle to upper 30s. That high-pressure center will dominate into Saturday, keeping it dry and partly sunny, with highs again in the middle 30s to start the weekend. A weak disturbance will pivot out of the Tennessee Valley and through the region on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. We could have a round of light snow or snow showers, but not a big storm, with highs staying in the middle 30s. Early next week, a more potent system will head our way from the middle of the country. This one could bring more rain and snow to the region on Monday and Tuesday, with highs reaching into the middle and upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weather system moving across the Great Lakes will combine with that developing coastal storm to bring snow showers to the Great Lakes in northern New England today. Freezing rain advisories are also out for northern New Hampshire, and winter storm warnings for lake effect snow over the UP of Michigan. Meanwhile, that series of Pacific storms will continue and bring moderate to heavy rain along the California coast, along with snow to the higher elevations of the Sierra Nevada once again today. In the middle of the country, a winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of Kansas and Missouri, including Kansas City. A fast-moving storm could bring as much as 3 to 4 inches of snow, along with minor icing for tonight and tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 80 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Lake George, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, Boston showers, drizzle, and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and highs in the middle 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees. The average low, 21. The record high, 59, set in 1984. And the record low, 8 below zero, in 1942. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy today with rain showers and areas of fog, though snow showers and some sleet possible in the mountains with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers and areas of fog today and highs in the middle 40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with rain showers, also areas of fog and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with snow showers tonight and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers and areas of fog today with highs in the mid-40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy today with rain showers and areas of fog with highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a few passing snow showers in the mountains and highs near 40, becoming breezy during the day. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday back into the middle and upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s on Saturday. In the mid-30s on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies and a round of light snow showers. And a chance of rain or snow Monday and Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.